Praise the Lord. Wanda got me stirred back up now. Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. He's good. Amen. Well, we want to welcome each and every one of you here to Oasis. And if this is your first time here, we ask you to just lift your hand so our ushers can give you a card this morning. And we got two over here. Ushers. Okay. Anybody I missed, raise your hand up. So we don't want to miss anybody. We just want everybody to join in and be blessed this morning. I'm Pastor Sharon, and this is Pastor Rock. And we thank you all for being here. And let's give our guest a hand clap of
Amen.
Welcome this morning.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Glory to God. Well, before I turn it over to Pastor, I just want to speak a word of blessing over you today. How many of you could be used being blessed today? Amen?
Amen.
We all can.
Amen.
So be ready to receive this morning. Amen. In the name of Jesus, I declare your steps are ordered of the Lord. I declare you are consciously and unconsciously led by the Spirit of God. Led in right paths according to the perfect will of God. Not ahead and not behind, but right on time. I declare you walk in the divine wisdom of God. You have perfect knowledge and understanding in every situation and in every circumstance. I declare you and your household are blessed of the Lord. I declare your finances are blessed. I declare your body is blessed. Spirit, soul, and body in Jesus' name. I declare the spirit of debt is destroyed because of the anointing that breaks the yoke of debt. I declare you are debt-free in Jesus' name. I declare your body is strong, healthy, and whole. Nothing missing and nothing broken. I declare you walk in the divine health of God. I declare peace over your mind. I declare in the name of Jesus that the angels of God surround you and your household, and they keep you and protect you and deliver you. And I just plead the blood of Jesus
yes.
Christ over each and every one of
yes.
you, over your family, over your children, over your household. I declare the blood covers you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Give God
Amen.
A hand clap of praise
Amen.
This morning. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Let's turn it over to Pastor at this
Amen.
Time.
A couple of other things that we need to announce. Next Sunday is Friends and Family Sunday.
Amen.
And we're asking you to invite somebody for the service next Sunday, your friends or your family or just whoever you would like to invite, and we would love to have them here. And next Sunday night, we have a fellowship dinner. Invite them back for that, and we can all have a good time fellowshipping. The following Sunday is Easter Sunday. We'll have dinner on the grounds, just like we always do, and prizes, games. We just have a blast on Easter Sunday.
Amen.
We just make an afternoon of it on Easter. So, and also, we had one more announcement. Where is Natasha? Stand up, Natasha. You have an announcement. Natasha's going to be doing something special for us. She's going to be taking our youth on Sunday nights.
Amen.
And so starting tonight at 6 o'clock, Natasha will have a youth class tonight.
Amen.
So,
praise God.
Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. So it is neighbor looking time. I ask you to look at your neighbor, smile at your neighbor, point at your neighbor, and say, I came
to receive
God's good word.
God's good word.
This day.
And I declare
I'm ready.
I'm ready.
Are you ready?
Are you ready
to receive
God's good
word?
God's good word.
This day.
And I declare
I'll never
be the same.
Again.
In Jesus' name.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's just go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we just plead the blood of Jesus Christ over the rest of this service. Father, we thank you that the eyes of our understanding are enlightened according to the hope of your calling. We thank you that we receive revelation knowledge this day. We thank you, Father God, for everything that you want done in this service being done. Holy Spirit, help me. Preach through me. Teach through me. Help me say exactly what I should say the way I should say it, Holy Spirit. And Father, we thank you that signs and wonders follow your word, and we are preaching your word this day, and we're expecting and believing to see signs and wonders follow this word this day. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
ask, if you will, to go to the book of Proverbs, chapter 11. Glory to God. Y'all are ready. Hallelujah. Proverbs 11 and 17, I'm sorry, in the Amplified Bible, actually, that's the only one I'm going to read it out of this morning. Normally, I read it out of three or four, but we got a bunch of other scriptures this morning. Proverbs 11, 17 in the Amplified says, "The merciful, kind, and generous man benefits himself, for his deeds return to bless him. But he who is cruel and callous to the wants of others brings on himself retribution." Exodus 35 and 5, "Take from among you an offering to the Lord. Whosoever is of a willing and generous heart, let him bring the Lord's offering." And Acts 10, 3 through 5 in the Amplified, "About the ninth hour, about 3 p.m. of the day, he saw clearly in a vision an angel of God entering and saying to him, 'Cornelius,' and he, gazing intently at him, became frightened and said, 'What is it, Lord?' And the angel said unto him, 'Your prayers and your generous gifts to the poor have come up as a sacrifice to God and have been remembered by him.'" We don't really realize that our prayers and our offerings, our generous gifts, have been remembered by him. God's looking at those things. Amen? Now, I'm going to give you several different definitions today of generosity. Generosity is the virtue of being unattached to material possessions. Now, how many of y'all have ever been too attached to a material possession? Okay, that's all of us. And if it wasn't you, you're a lying dog. Hallelujah. We'll pray for you later. Generosity is often symbolized by the giving of gifts. Being generous is a lifestyle. It's just not a one-time thing. You know, you hear a sermon one time, you go out and you're generous. That's not what the Lord's wanting. The Lord's wanting to give us revelation knowledge of being a generous person or a generous Christian. And so it's just a lifestyle with us. That's what we do. We're always thinking of others more than ourselves. And we all have to work on that. Amen? But a lot of people in the body of Christ do have revelation knowledge of it. So it is their lifestyle. It's part of who they are. Now, I'd ask you some questions today. Is the Lord dealing with you about being more generous? And I can tell you, He's not dealing with you about being less generous. That was good. That was good preaching. If you almost missed it, that was it. To be generous, you have to step outside of yourself. And God will show each of us what that means to us, because it's different with each one of us. He'll show us personal ways for us to be more generous. He may have us help somebody secretly. He may have us do this or that, but the Holy Spirit will show us all the areas where we need to be more generous. The Holy Spirit will also show us where we're too selfish. There's a hole right there. Wow. It's kind of soft. Wow. Sometimes maybe we spend too much money on ourselves. Just smile at your neighbor right now. Well, I have my own bills. I've got my own problems. Yes, but that didn't mean you can't be generous with others ever. True generosity flows from a heart that is in tune with God's heart. There was a 2008 study by a professor named Elizabeth Dunn of the University of British Columbia, and it found that spending money on others promotes more happiness than spending money on yourself. Now, in studying this, I found out that there's a lot of universities and there's a lot of studies on generosity. I had no idea. I mean, there's study after study after study about being generous. And I'm not talking about Christian studies. I'm talking about worldly studies where they're just realizing that being generous affects you. They found in some of these studies that generous, they've studied people, lots and lots of people, and one of the effects is they have found that it makes your life longer. So if you're stingy in here today, you may be going home a lot quicker than you realize. So I would really you know, impart to you, please get revelation knowledge today so you can live longer. Okay, God is a generous God, so we should be generous children. I have never met an angry and bitter generous person. Now I want you to ask your neighbor this question. I got this from Brother Hagin, Kenneth Hagin, years ago. I thought it was funny. Are you a giver? Oh, that was awful. I didn't do it just right, but I'm going to start again. Look at your neighbor and point at your neighbor. Are you a giver? Are you a kicker? Are you a giver? Are you a kicker? Are you a giver? Are you a kicker? Now I'll make a statement. Givers never kick, and kickers never give. That's powerful right there. When I heard him say it, I realized that's true. The ones that complain all the time, they're not the ones that is in part of that vision anyway. Thank you very much. Generous, showing a readiness to give more of something, money or time, that is something that is expected, it's above what's expected. Open-handed, unselfish, showing kindness toward others, showing concern toward others, liberal in giving or sharing. Selfish. Okay, now, this is another definition of the opposite of this. Selfish, lacking consideration for others, concerned chiefly with one's own personal profit or pleasure, self-centered. Now I've got another question for you. Do you consider yourself a generous person or a selfish person? How do others consider you? How does God consider you? As we grow in the Lord, God is taking us by the Holy Spirit and changing us from one degree of glory to the next. He's dealing with us in areas maybe of money and generosity and giving and being unselfish. And He's showing us, okay, here's what I want you to do to get to the next level. And God is continually taking us to different levels. Maybe God's dealing with you about being more generous with your stuff. Everybody look at your neighbor and say, I believe He's talking to you this morning. This is a true story. This little child, she took her mother to her room and she said, Mommy, I have too many. And it was dolls. The Holy Spirit was dealing with this little, it was 3 or 4 year old child, about being generous and not being selfish. So she took 3 of her dolls and gave them away. And she was crying, and her mom asked her, why are you crying? She said, Mommy, these are happy tears. Because she was glad to obey the Lord, what the Lord wanted her to do. And she's just a little child. We're all like little children in God's eyes. And He's trying to teach us to share, to give of what we have. Sometimes He'll say to us, give this to somebody else. It may be money, it may be possessions, but it's our Father growing us up to be more like Him. God does not care if we have things. He cares if things have us. Anything we can't give up for Him is something that we're too attached to. That's easy to say, but it's hard to live. Truthfully, every possession that we have belongs to God. Everything. It's all His. Maybe it's clothes. Maybe God, by the Holy Spirit, is saying, clean your closet out. Give away some of your clothes. 1 Timothy 6 and 18 in the Amplified Classic Edition says, charge them to do good and to be rich in good works, to be liberal and generous of heart, ready to share with others. You may have something in your closet right now that belongs to somebody else. And the Lord, by the Holy Spirit, is just saying, just obey me, because you're going to be so happy when you do this. You're going to be so blessed. You're going to be more blessed than they are when they receive it. They're going to be happy when they receive it, but you're going to be so happy when you do this, because that act of obedience, it fills us up with His joy. A generous person shares with others and gives to others. Maybe it's food. Maybe you've got extra food in your pantry, or you're making extra food, Miss Dorothy. I could have called out several of the cooks' names, because all of the cooks, they always make food for other people. I know Dorothy was telling me how she does pies. She said, when I cook a pie, I just thought that was of special interest. That's very interesting. But when she cooks a pie, she cooks like 8 pies at a time. And I said, excuse me? She said, yeah, because I'm going to give a whole bunch of them away because I think, well, so-and-so would want a pie and so-and-so would want a pie. And it's not that much more effort to cook one pie as it is 6 or 8 pies. And I'm like, glory to God. Miss Dorothy needs to be teaching sometimes up here about being generous because she's got revelation knowledge of what that is. And so do many of you. Our cooks in here are just, you're crazy. It's a crazy good, but y'all are crazy. I mean, I'm talking about, y'all come Easter, you'll see what I'm talking about. Oh my God, it is, wow. Okay, get back on the message. So you may have extra food in your pantry, and the Holy Spirit may tell you, give it to so-and-so. They're going through a hard time. May tell you to put it in the food pantry at the church so that people that come in off the street or people that are in the body can go in there and get it. We have a clothing pantry the same way. That clothing pantry is open to anybody in the body. Anytime you need it, the food pantry is the same way. We never say no to food or clothes. Never. Sometimes we have to say no to money because the money's not there in the benevolence fund. And I know people get their feelings hurt, but it's not about hurt feelings. It's about sometimes there's things there and sometimes there's not. But if there's not food and there's always clothes. And 99% of the time there's food. But even if there wasn't food, we'd go out and buy it. We'll make sure food and clothes are always provided. And never think twice about getting them. In Proverbs 11:25. In the Amplified it says, the generous man is a source of blessing and shall be prosperous and enriched, and he who waters will himself be watered, reaping the generosity he has sown. CEV translation says, generosity will be rewarded. EXB translation says, whoever gives to others will get richer. The God's Word translation says, a generous person will be made rich, and whosoever satisfies others will himself be satisfied. The Jubilee translation says, the soul who is a blessing to others shall be made fat, and he that fills shall be filled also himself. The International Children's Bible says, a person who gives to others will get richer. Whoever helps others will himself be helped. The Living Bible, this is the last one of this that I'm going to give you. It is possible to give away and become richer. It is also possible to hold on too tightly and lose everything. Yes, the liberal man shall be rich by helping others. By watering others, he waters himself. Now, a lot of times, we make excuses for not being generous. Well, I don't have the money. I don't have the time. They don't realize being generous is going to make them happier. It's going to put a joy in you by being generous. I mean, there's something, I really saw it then. It's God. Because it's God that put it on you to be generous, and you're being like God. And so you feel that the character of God when you and I give, and it builds us. It builds something in us. But a lot of times people don't see the upside of it. They just see, well, I'm losing my money. I'm losing my food. I'm losing this or that I gave away. But it's not a loss. And if you have revelation knowledge, which you get from hearing the Word because it opens the eyes of our understanding, you get revelation knowledge of this, you can't wait to give. I mean it. There's givers in here that's got revelation knowledge. And I'm telling you, they're like, take up an offering. Come on. Come on. I'm ready. Come on. Come on. They almost dare you. Because they want to plant their seed. They want to get something in the soil. They know what God's going to do. They're looking to God to do it and not man. But a lot of times, we look at being generous as a loss. And people harden their hearts toward doing it. Maybe they were generous before and they were taken advantage of. And now the walls are up. But that doesn't mean you should be generous, not generous in the future. Because this is God's Word. God's dealing with all of us about being more generous. No matter how generous you are, He's still dealing with you about being more generous. But we give Him so many excuses. Well, they'll just waste it if I give it to them. This isn't a good time. They don't really need it. I'm comfortable, and giving will make me very uncomfortable. I have bills. I have needs. The funny thing about it is God doesn't wait for the most convenient time for us to be generous. He just puts it on our heart and prompts us to do it. And if we'll listen, He'll prompt us by the Holy Spirit. Give that gift to them. Buy that for them. That'll bless them. When you and I have thoughts about giving something to someone or thoughts of giving to the church, where do you think those thoughts came from? Sure wasn't the devil. The devil's not going to tell you to bless somebody. He's not going to tell you to bless the church. Anytime you get a giving thought, you know that didn't come from the devil. That's being put into our mind by the Holy Spirit, helping grow us up to be more generous. Giving shifts our focus away from us to others. Selfless means that you've been taken to a place outside yourself. When we give, we're being selfless, and we're taken to that place outside of ourselves. Okay? Have you ever, at Christmas time, I know there's a ministry, I think it's Franklin Graham, that has those shoe boxes, and you fill them with all kind of gifts and toys and stuff for the kids and little things that they'll need or whatever. If you've ever done one of those, the feeling that you get after you do it, it's like, man, that just felt so good to go get all that stuff and to do it and put it in, knowing the expectation of what that child is going to receive. It does something to you. Or maybe you've gotten somebody's name and you bought clothes and gifts for a family that maybe they couldn't do it for themselves. But you know when you were shopping for that or you were doing that, if you do it in a right heart with your heart holding in it, I mean, there's such a blessing there. You can't describe the blessing that's in it when your heart's in that giving like that. There's nothing like it. But sometimes we're so wrapped up in our own little worlds. We're too self-focused, self-centered, selfish. Well, Pastor, I can't afford to give to anyone or anything. Ever heard of Dollar Store? You can do something for somebody. A gift, a thought to bless somebody else. Step outside of yourself. 2 Corinthians 9. This is an Amplified Classic Edition. 2 Corinthians 9, 6 through 8. Remember this. He who sows sparingly and grudgingly will also reap sparingly and grudgingly. And he who sows generously, that blessings may come to someone, will also reap generously and with blessings. Let each one give as he has made up in his own mind and purposed in his heart. Not reluctantly or sorrowfully or under compulsion. For God loves, get this, He takes pleasure in, get this, He prizes above other things and is unwilling to abandon or to do without a cheerful, joyous, prompt to do it giver whose heart is in His giving. Wow, that's good. And God is able to make all grace, every favor and earthly blessing come to you in abundance so that you may always and under all circumstances and whatever the need be, self-sufficient, possessing enough to require no aid or support and furnished in abundance for every good work and charitable donation. Giving brings happiness and fulfillment to us. It's just fun. They compare, you know, one of those things that I was reading about is they call it a helper's high. If you give to somebody, you're generous to somebody, you're doing something out of your way, it's unselfish. And they call it a helper's high. And they said, they took like brain waves from people that were very generous and they were doing this, and they took brain waves from people that were hooked on crack cocaine. And they said the things of their brain, the people that were on crack cocaine, when they had a hit of crack, it was just like the givers when they were generous. Now, this is not a Christian organization that did this. They said the brain was stimulated the same way as if the giver's brain was stimulated the same way by being generous as the person that was on crack cocaine. It had an effect, and it affected your body. It affects your mind. So it's almost selfish of us to talk about giving to somebody else. Because we like the giver's high. The helper's high that you get from doing it. Yeah, yeah. Don't go out of here and say, Pastor said we could have crack cocaine. Please don't do that. Nada, nada. We have the whole service recorded, and Pastor did not say that. It is on audio and video. There was a man that used to go here. And I'll mention his name. He's passed away now, so I'm going to mention it. It was Carl. Y'all remember Carl? Most of you do. He's really, really tall. I mean, he's like 6'4", 6'5". And I love Carl. He's passed away about a year ago probably now. But Carl would come up to me and Pastor Sharon. He'd say, he'd give you a holy handshake. He said, okay, now here's what I want you to do. I want you to find somebody in the body, and we're going to have a little deal. And I'm going to do this a lot. He said, I want you to find somebody in the body that's really hurting. He said, and I'm going to give it to them. But he said, I don't ever want them to know that I did it. I said, that's fine. And he'd give hundred after hundred after hundred. I remember there have been so many times me and Pastor Sharon would pray about who should we give this money to. You know, you want to be led by the Spirit on who to give money to. Now I understand there's a place that we need to get to in that. I understand that people could take advantage of you. And you have to be very careful with that. They can play on your sympathy, but you can't do it because somebody's playing on your sympathy. You got to be led to do it. But he was asking us to pray about it, really, is what he was doing, and saying, just give it to whoever needs. But he was doing it totally in secret. Nobody knew he was doing it. And I'm talking about it time after time. There was one lady in particular I remember. She was in the service, and she said the Holy Spirit told her she had $20 to her name. That's what she had. That was going to be her food for the whole week. That was going to be her bus fare the whole week to get her job. And she said, the Holy Spirit said, give the 20. And she said, I can't give the 20. And she's arguing with the Holy Spirit. If I give the 20, nobody asked her to give it. The Holy Spirit asked her to give it. And we weren't taking up a special offering. It was just the regular offering. And she said, but if I do this, I'm not going to have bus fare to my job. You know, and she's, I don't know about you guys, but my mind works against my spirit man sometimes. And she did it. Okay, right after service, Pastor Sharon had felt like we should give her money. We didn't know she put any money in the offering. We didn't know anything about that. We, you know, just walked up to her, and then she's just crying her eyes out when she received that $100. She just put her last 20 for the whole week into the offering, and God said, now I'm gonna bless you. I'm gonna give it back to you. I will take care of you. I'll show you that it's not you taking care of you, it's me taking care of you. You can be generous because you're not gonna lose anything. I'm gonna give it back to you. I'm gonna multiply it. I'm gonna press it down. I'm gonna shake it together. Running over, will it come back to you? More than what you needed, more than what you had. But that didn't just happen that one time. That's the one that we mention a lot. But it happened over and over and over. Somebody's not going to have gas. Somebody has a problem with their car. Somebody this, somebody that. And Carl's passed away. I don't have to keep it secret anymore. But Carl did this all the time. I'm not talking about a little bit of the time. Every week we'd see Carl, he'd be smiling. And you'd have a holy handshake. He'd say, you know the deal. Mm-hmm, we know the deal. He did it over and over and over. That's revelation. Winston Churchill said, we make a living by what we get, but we make a life by what we give. God delights in the one whose heart is in His gift. You're not doing it to be seen with a motive to be seen. Well, I'm gonna give my tithes and my offerings today to be seen. It's not what it's about. I'm going to give this to somebody to be seen. It's not about that. You want the Lord to see it. We can't help everybody, but we can help somebody. Joy doesn't come from filling our life with more stuff. Joy comes from giving our life away. I'm going to go these last ones as Pastor Sharon comes. Ask the Lord for an opportunity to give. Become aware of people around you. Now here's something that sometimes we don't do. We don't realize what somebody around us might be going through. They're saying all the right things. They got the smile on their face, but you don't know what hell they might be going through. You don't know what they're experiencing, but the Holy Spirit does know. And the Holy Spirit will prompt us sometimes to do something, to encourage them in some way. Okay, Holy Spirit reminded me of something. I'll come back to this. There was a time years ago, it's the worst time of my life, and I remember I was as low as I could possibly get. I couldn't get any lower. And I remember I was praying all the time. And it was just hard. And I'm praying and I'm praying and I'm praying. And one day I went to the mailbox. And there was a card like a card from like countries, or I don't remember where it was from. It was a gift card. And I'm not saying this to get gift cards. That's not. It was like God said, I'm here. I'm here. I got you. It's all right. I got you. I've not left. So many times the devil will tell us the Lord, he's packed up and gone. And somebody, they didn't put their name on it. They didn't put nothing on it, but they dropped the card in the thing and it was in the mailbox. I have no idea to this day. All I know is, man, it touched me. And man, it lifted junk off of me. You don't know what a little act of kindness can do for somebody. A little bit of generosity can help somebody more than you or I will ever know. Put yourselves in somebody else's shoes. You say, I got bad shoes. That's okay. Somebody else got worse shoes than you do. Matter of fact, if everybody put their shoes and what they're going through up front, and I said, okay, everybody leave them, go back to your seats. Some of y'all would march right back up here and grab your own because you don't want to get somebody else's. You know what they're going through. Dear God, I don't want their shoes. No, 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 no. I want my own shoes. I can handle that. No. So we need to stop thinking about just us and put other people in our heart and see, what are they going through? Last thing, then Pastor Sharon. The money in your wallet, it might not belong to you. It may belong to somebody else. God may have an assignment for you to be generous with that money and give it away. Praise God. Praise God. What? Oh.
I forgot the microphone.
Praise God. Thank you.
God is so good. He knows exactly what we need to hear. And He wanted us to hear that message because He wants to bless us. Amen?
Yes, yes.
Not take anything away from
That's
us,
right.
but to bless our lives.
That's right.
And a secret to giving, when the Lord speaks to you to give to somebody, don't expect anything back. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Do it out of the goodness
That's
of
right.
your heart.
That's right.
You see, so many people give and then they're begrudging about it. You know, they resent, and that's when they're not giving to God.
The right way.
They're giving
that's
to
right.
get something back. So just keep that in mind. And as Pastor was talking, I was reminded of scripture in Mark 12 and 41 through 44. How that Jesus sees our giving.
Yes.
He takes notice of our giving.
Yes.
And it says, and Jesus sat over against the treasury and beheld how the people cast money into the treasury, and many that were rich cast in much. And there came a certain poor widow, and she threw in 2 mites, which make a farthing. And he called unto his disciples and saith unto them, verily I say unto you, that this poor widow hath cast in more than they all, than all which have cast into the treasury. For all they did cast in of their abundance, but she of her want did cast in all that she had, even all her living. Amen. So she understood the principle that God is going to take care of me. Amen. It belongs to Him, and I'm going to give to Him, and I'm going to listen to His voice to be obedient to what He wants me to give into and who has a need that He wants me to give into. It's not the amount of money.
That's right.
But it is the heart
That's
that
right.
God notices.
That's
he
right.
takes notice of it this
That's
morning.
Right.
Amen.
That's right.
Praise God. So don't give grudgingly. Give out of a good, pure heart.
Amen.
As unto the Lord.
Amen.
And that is with anything that we do for God.
Yes.
Or anything that we do it as unto God.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
And you'll not be disappointed, and you'll not be begrudging, and you'll not be resentful if you do it unto the Lord. Praise God.
Amen.
Deborah, you can come at this time.
Praise God.
Give God one more hand clap of praise this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.